blessings. We want to talk about the power of God. And I'm going to write something here on the board. Thank the Lord that God has higher power than we have. And he gives us that power. And when we turned away from sin, the Lord gave us power to live free from sin. And as we all know, the ones who have journeyed many years, we thank the Lord for keeping us free from sin. It's just not just a happen chance or nothing like that, but it's the blood of Jesus that gives us that power. And then we go on to get sanctified, and the Holy Spirit comes inside of our temple here and gives us power to reign over all the power of the enemy. And I just thank the Lord tonight that we don't have that power ourselves, but we have the power because God gave us the power. It's his higher power. It's something that the flesh don't have. We don't have it in ourselves. And when we come against problems and requests we heard tonight and things that it's too big for us, then we can tap into that power source. I was thinking about how we plug in things. I know sometimes I get excited at home. I might get a little lamp or something that I'm excited about and I want to plug it in and see what it looks like or, you know, and I just can't hardly wait till I get that in that power. And it lights up, and then I think, oh, that's so pretty, you know, and the power hits it. But, you know, the Lord, he can give us that higher power. So we want to talk tonight about that and pray the Lord will bless you with these thoughts. We'd like to read about, in 2 Samuel 1, David was praising God. He was praising God for the power and the life and the blessing that God was giving him. In 2 Samuel, in the 22nd chapter, David was praising God. You know, I have found in my own life that many times when we burst out in a song or we praise the Lord, that somehow it lifts us up into that power. Remembering one time when I was in Michigan and I was walking in the basement and I had terrible pain through what I think I had was kidney stones. I never saw a doctor, but it lasted for about a month. But I remember when I started singing praises to the Lord, how the Lord's power lifted me up. And there's something about praising God that lifts us up. I don't understand everything, how the spiritual world works exactly. But I do know this, that you try that. You can try singing, and it will encourage you. Sometimes you can even be praying, and it's good to pray. But if we pray, and we cry, and we feel sad, and, you know, we just, finally the Lord just says, you know, get up, like he told Moses, and tell the children of Israel to go forward. You just got to commit that to the Lord and sing praises to the Lord. And the Lord wants us to be positive, and he wants us to know that God will help us. In the Bible, in 2 Samuel, we want to read the scripture here in 22. It says in the 20th verse, he brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. You know, we never want to depart from our God. He's just a wonderful God. And we want to live righteous and holy. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds feet, and setteth me upon my high places. You know, isn't that wonderful that the Lord is my strength and power? God is your strength. God is your power. You know, just like we witnessed how the Lord, you can be weak in body, and God can touch you and give you power. And it's just amazing what God can do and how he can just strengthen you and give you power. And you don't even know how you got well. Well, you know how you got well because God gave you that strength. And no, the Lord has done that to it for us many times when we were just needed the Lord to heal our bodies. We needed the Lord to touch us. We felt so weak. And, you know, I remember back on over there when I had heart trouble. That was back in the 80s, what's that's been like 25 years ago or so. But, you know, the Lord, I remember Brother Carl came in with Sister Rebecca. They were our pastors then. But he just prayed that the enemy would be rebuked and go down the road. You know how he does. But, you know, I remember that I was so weak in my body and myself. My body was failing. But the Lord touched my body that very day. And never have had pain since then. Can testify that the Lord just went through my body and healed me. And you know, it's just amazing what God can do. God's power is so powerful. He created us, and it's nothing too hard for the Lord. Sometimes we come up against things and we just don't know how we're going to get out of this one. But God's power, all he has to do is say the word and you'll never be sick again. You know, it's up to God. God can do anything. We want to trust in the Lord, and we want to believe about that his power is greater. We know that's true, but we want to declare it, that God, your power is greater than us. You have a spiritual world that's so powerful. And you know, I think about when he was on the cross, he said, you know, he could have called all these angels to deliver him. But he chose to die because he knew he wanted to do that for us. He had to do that for us because he wanted to do it. He didn't have to, but he really, really wanted to do that for us so we could be free. We weren't even born then. But well, like the song says, when Jesus was on the cross, I was on his mind. He had us on his mind. All the people that would be born, all the people could be delivered from sin. He chose to suffer that we could be delivered. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, that strength and power, dear ones. When you need that power, you ask the Lord, just ask him to give you spiritual power. Power that you don't have through the Holy Spirit. I remember one time reading about, I think it was in the Birth of Reformation, but Brother Warner was getting up to minister and he didn't feel anything. And many times you feel like that you just don't feel anything in yourself at all. But he said, I am full of the Holy Ghost. And he went forth and the Lord blessed him and helped him. And you know, that's the way we are. In our flesh, we're weak. It says, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. The spirit is willing to do right. The spirit has power. The spirit is so much more powerful than this flesh that we see each other. It's just going to die and go in a grave. But the power of the Holy Spirit and the spiritual power in our bodies is great and powerful. And God can help us to overcome anything in Jesus' name. And you know, it's not just like I mentioned before, leaving free from sin is a great thing. You know, I remember Grandma used to sing to me when I was first saved at Jerry's grandmother. She said, you know, it took a miracle for the Lord to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it was a miracle of love and grace. You want to talk about seeing a miracle tonight? You know, everyone wants to see miracles. Well, here's a miracle that we're saved from sin. That's a miracle. It's a miracle that the Lord has kept us by the power of God all these years. That's a miracle. And you know, the Lord is still going to keep us to our dying day. We believe that. He can keep us to the very end. And the enemy can come along and say, well, you don't know what's going to happen to you. You don't know what you're going to have to suffer before you leave this world. Know one thing, that my God has the power to keep me and the power to keep you faithful to the very end. And he's got the power to give you strength. He's got the power to take the pain away. We've seen it happen, and we know that God will not fail us. He will not fail us. And we believe that. He is a God of Abraham. He's a God of Moses. He's a God of David. Oh, he's the God of all these, and he's the God of our God. He's still our God today. Thank the Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. Oh, and it says in Psalm 62, we're going to turn to there. You know, the Lord is just going to give us all the power that we need. And Psalm 62, 1 and 2, it says here, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. We want to go down in the 11 verse of that. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. You know, we may think there's spiritual power in wickedness in the world, and we see that. But you know, greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. Don't be afraid, and don't worry so much about the power that we see and the wickedness that we see, because God has got more power than all that. You know, we just know he does. And we know he can stop anything. He can change anything. He can just do anything. I remember one time I was reading about a woman in one of the old books, and I think a fire was coming toward their home, and she stepped out on the porch, and she said, in the name of Jesus, cause this fire to go a different direction. And the wind just took that fire and blew it away from their home. You know, that's the power of God. So we serve a God that even the winds and the waves obey him. Isn't that wonderful? Just a God that has such great power. And that's the God we serve. I thank the Lord for that. Isaiah 40. I'm going to turn to Isaiah. You know, God is just a mighty God. And I just thank the Lord for this higher power. Isaiah 40 and 29. It says here, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Do you want the Lord to increase your strength tonight? Do you want the Lord to give you more power to overcome? He's got that power. You don't have to be afraid. God has great power. He's great spiritual power, but we must claim that. We must pray for it. We must ask the Lord to strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit, so we can go forth and be faithful to the Lord and be strong in the Lord and be what God wants us to be. You know, it says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord would raise up a standard against the devil. You know, I think about the scripture that said that the devil has a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. We read these scriptures, but then when something happens with my I didn't know the devil was that real, but you know, we know he is real, but God is greater than he is. Praise the Lord. He has got more power than he is. Praise the Lord. And we don't have to be afraid of anything. We can trust the Lord, and he's got great power. Isaiah 40 and 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Did you ever have to wait upon the Lord? You know, I found out in the Christian life that you have to wait on the Lord. Many times you have to wait and pray some more and wait some more and pray some more and wait some more. But that's all right, because the Lord wants to give us patience. He wants to get, you know, people say, I pray the Lord would give me more patience, and then he gives you patience. But that's okay, because there's power in patience. There's power there to wait on the Lord. That's power, to be able to be submissive and wait on the Lord and trust in the Lord and keep faithful to the Lord. And you know, the Lord can help us to be that way. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I remember, I just, even during this funeral, I was talking to Brother Carl a little bit there during the dinner, and it's just so amazing to me. You know, I know he has, I'm sure he's many times crying, but still it's so amazing to me how the Lord can give him power to go through something like that. It's so amazing, isn't it? How the Lord can give people power to go through hard times in their life and be a saint of God. Be faithful to the Lord, not get discouraged about it. That's a great power. That's a great power of the Lord. 1 Peter 1 and 3. We are kept by the power of God. You want to be kept by the power of God? Well, thank the Lord. We are kept by the power of God. 1 Peter 1 and 3 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Oh, you talk about power. Just think about the power it's going to be when the Lord is going to lift you out of the grave and you're going to have a changed body, or if you see Jesus coming in the clouds, and you'll get to rise from this earth, and he'll change you in a twinkling of an eye. What great power is that? Jesus came out of that grave the third day. He was resurrected. That gives us a hope that we will be resurrected. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it, to have that kind of power. It says, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We are kept by the power of God. We may sing a verse of that song, but I think it's 116. We're kept by the power of God. But that is wonderful, how that we are kept by the power of God. And John 19th chapter of St. John, over here, I was thinking about Pilate in the 7th verse. You know, do you think Pilate really had power over Jesus? No. It looked like it. It looked like that Pilate was able to just do whatever he wanted to do with Jesus, and that he had power over him. But God let him have. He would have no power at all, except God the Father let him do it. That's the way it is with us. The enemy cannot only go so far. Remember Job? He said, you can do this to him, you can do that, but you cannot touch his life, because I won't let you go, devil, only so far, and you cannot do that. So it is with us sometimes. We may go through some trials, but only the power of God is resting on us, and the Lord is with us. You know, it says here, Pilate said, when Pilate, the Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die. This is the 19th chapter of St. John, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from henceforth, thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him, saying, But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. You know, Pilate really was in a fix, so to speak. He really was getting a little scared, wasn't he? But, you know, he went through with it anyway. But you know what the Lord told him right there? You do not have power over me. You do not. God is allowing this to happen. You really don't have power. He thought he was the big king. He had power. See, that's what he thought. But God had the greater power. God could have stopped it. He could have slew them all anytime he wanted to. He had the great power, even it is today in the United States. There is no power that is formed against the saints that God can't destroy. We just need to believe that. We need to not be afraid and trust in the Lord, that the Lord is on our side. It says, who can be against us if the Lord is for us? We must believe that. We must trust the Lord. And Daniel 6, I like to read a little bit there. You know, the Lord is just, all through the Bible, tells about his great power. Oh, I love the Lord. I love his power because I don't have the power myself, and I want the Lord's power. And Daniel 6 and 19, it says, The king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Would that not be quite a thing to be in a den with real lions that could just tear your body apart and eat you up into pieces? And there would be nothing left of you, not one lion, but many lions. But God in his great power came right down in that lion's den, sent angel to stop those lions' mouths, and they could not touch Daniel because Daniel was a good man. You know, it says here, the king, he didn't want to do it either, but he did it anyway because of the pressure. But he said, Daniel unto the king, Daniel said, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocence he was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Oh, praise the Lord tonight. That's what we need to do. When we get in situations, we need to know that God has greater power than the lions or the devil or anything. He's got the greatest power. You know, Daniel, I don't know what Daniel thought when they first put him in that den, but no doubt he feared and he trembled in his flesh, but he still believed God would take care of him. I know he was doing some praying. Oh, God, you know, I've been walking before you. I've been living right, Lord. I've been innocent before you, Lord. Now, Lord, stop these lions from eating me, Lord, please. You know, God just sent his angel to help him out. And God sent the angel for Peter in the prison. How many times God delivered his children when the Red Sea and all that, the Egyptians were coming after him. They looked behind them, and in front of them is this Red Sea. But God parted it all the night long, and the Lord let him cross on dry ground. And he swallowed up the Egyptians. You know, he's the God of battles. He's got great power, praise God. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful how God does have great power. We just want to turn over here to Judges and talk about Samson a little bit. You know, in the 16th chapter of Judges in the 24th verse, we won't go all about the story, but we know he disobeyed God and his power was taken away from him. And it says, and when the people saw him, they praised their God. They plucked his eyes out, and they were making fun of him because he lost his power. You know, it was a sad thing, wasn't it? He had great power. God had gave him a great blessing. He had great power. But because he disobeyed God, God took away the power. And it says the people saw him, they praised their God. And they said, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass when their hearts were merry that they said, call for Samson, and he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made this sport, and they set him between the pillars. When I was reading this, I thought, you know, the Lord allowed them to sit him right where God wanted him, right between those two pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them, as he didn't have any eyes to find them. And now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Pitiful, wasn't it? No power, no eyes, making fun of him. But he called upon God one more time, Lord, give me that power. Give me power to overcome this. And the Lord strengthened him right there and gave him that power he wanted. And said Samson, he knew he was going to die with him, but he said, Samson, let me die with the Philistines. He bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords, upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. But God gave him power. Power he didn't have. It wasn't Samson's power. It was the almighty power of God that strengthened that man to pull down those pillars, that big temple right on all those people. Well, you know, we don't need power to pull down houses or buildings, but we need power over the enemy. And we need spiritual power to overcome. And God can give us that. He can give us that when we need it. And the Lord gives us to it every day. Thank the Lord. Luke 24:49. Oh, I thank the Lord tonight for his blessings. I thank the Lord for his great power. Luke 24:49. It says here, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. The Holy Spirit was given to us to give us power to live a holy life, to give us power to conquer, to give us power to stay saved in this wicked world. And dear ones, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you need to go forth and get it. Make sure you have it, because you're going to need it. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to give you power to keep saved and keep, you know, the world is wicked and the world is sinful and the devil has some power, but he doesn't have as much power as God has. God is the greatest power. Never want to forget that. God is the greatest power. In Acts 1:8, when the Lord there was giving the Holy Spirit, he was leaving the disciples, but he told them to go to Jerusalem. In the 8th verse of the first chapter of Acts, it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost part of the earth. And you know this power is not charisma. It's not none of that. This power is to live a holy life. This power is to conquer in our life every trial, every temptation. The Holy Spirit is given also for a comforter. And people get very confused when they think it's all just feelings and emotions. And the Holy Spirit does give that. But that is not why God has given us power to be witnesses. To be witnesses of a holy life. To be witnesses that we could go through with victory. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. And we're thankful that the saints understand that. Oh, thankful tonight for that. Spiritual power is beyond the natural power. Natural causes has no limit with God. There's things in the natural life that we have our limitations. We're flesh and blood. We can only do so many things in the flesh. But dear ones, we can tap into the spiritual power when we need it. We can say, Lord, give it to me now. I need it. And the Lord can strengthen you and give you that. Never, always remember that God's power is greater. Greater than anything. I'll close with this thought that came to me earlier to share with you. I may have told it before, but Jerry's grandmother lost two of her sons one morning as they were going to work. Donnie lived at home still. I think he might have been around 17 years old. And Jerry, these were Uncle Ralph's brothers. And Jerry lived right next door. He was married and had a little boy named Daryl, which lives out in Oregon now. That's Jerry's cousin. But, you know, that morning, Grandma told me how she was in the kitchen and the policeman knocked on the door and said, your sons have been in a car accident. And sorry to tell you, ma'am, but Donnie is already gone. He's already dead. And the other one is in the hospital. It looks like he may not make it, which he didn't. She said she just felt, she was telling me about how that she's in the kitchen and it was too much for a woman to take in her own strength. But she said, Lord, give me power right now to go through this trial. You know, we go along in life and we don't know what can happen next. But you know, the Lord can give us power. She said she felt the presence of God just come over her. She was full of the Holy Spirit. She was a saint of God. And she just felt God's presence envelop her and take her through that. It was one of the hardest times of her life. But she said she worried about little Donnie. And after the funeral, you know how teenagers are. She was just wanted to make sure that he was really saved, you know. And she'd pray, Lord, I wish I just knew positively that little Donnie was saved. She said she had a dream. And he came to her and he says, Mom, he said, this world didn't have nothing for me. He says, Mom, he said, I didn't want nothing in this world. It had nothing for me. He said, I'm saved. And the Lord let her have that sweet dream. But anyway, I thank the Lord for his spiritual power. Pray for me.